Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep going so we can try and keep up today. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, March 6th at 11:05. Item number one is approval of the minutes from our February 6th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public comment period. This is where we ask anybody if they have a comment before we get started. You're welcome to stand up and give us a few minutes. Anybody? All right, seeing none. Item number three, award contract for Coleman Boulevard revitalization. Eric, I'll defer to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Good morning, members of the committee. This is the Coleman Boulevard revitalization road project. We are in position to award. There's also, you probably saw in the packet, a memo from me asking to suggest to council additional funding to go with the second phase. The idea being, if we're going to tear up the longest part, phase one, why not do phase two as well, especially because of the drainage and the impacts on water quality, cleaning up several acres of water that you'll see in the memo. But we thought it was best, because it's a significant project, that Brad take a moment and just run through the project one more time. And Brad is prepared to do that with the presentation on the board, and then we can get back into the recommendation. Brad?
Thank you, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning.
As Eric said, I'm going to try to quickly go through some of the discussion we had last year. And quick review. May of last year, we were directed, based upon the bids received in January, to go with a phased approach to the Coleman project. And what we did is we broke that out into two phases, and we revised the plans, resubmitted DOT, got them approved. So there was a phase one, and we alternately bid a phase two of the project within the same bid. All of the waterworks utility relocations are also within this contract, paid separately by waterworks. Bids received is January 24, and you have a recommendation from B&P, from purchasing on this project. So quickly, going back, looking at phase one and phase two, this is a graphic that you should be familiar with. This is the entire length of the project that you see here, but we're only talking about phase one and phase two. Phase one from Mill Street, this location up to Fairmont, and phase two would go to Farrago, so Fairmont to Farrago. That's the alternate bid. I have provided some indications of the design of each of the termini. This is the beginning of the project at Mill Street, where we pick up with the standard cross section. This is the end of phase one at Fairmont, this location. So this includes the turn lane along Fairmont Avenue. And then the third, if you were to include phase two, the termini of that is at Vincent/Farrago, where we're going to place the new signal. And there's some minor drainage improvements that pick up some of the drainage of these watersheds up here. But on this side of it, it's not no restrictive median. It's all just standard pavement markings will be redone to align with the signal.
Right past Mill Street, where you come up to Oakland. I know at one point that was all one big median, but I believe I saw, Eric, the picture you had in your over in your boardroom. They're going to cut that so that people can actually turn onto Live Oak, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, that'd be a turn lane. In other words, you got to get off the road. Right now, there's no turn lane, but people can still turn left.
In this design, and this has been, we've gone over this in the past, but at this location, there was, the original design didn't have any median break between, Mill Street and Simmons. So when we came back and looked at it, this was 5 years ago during the design, the decision was made to put in directional median breaks. One median break is at Live Oak, and that is in the westbound direction. So if I'm coming from Chuck Golly intersection, I could turn left at that location. And then the other median break is on the Lucas in the other direction. So it doesn't occur at one location. But there's no left in the eastbound direction onto Live Oak.
I was gonna say it'd be nice if you had that big cutout, that board that you had, make it a lot easier for everybody can see.
Those boards, we had from, they have a lot of dust on them from originally the project, but Brad is suggesting that there was, you know, he's referring to the fact that there was concern amongst council that perhaps we didn't have enough median breaks. And so as part of the design, we went back and added three, Brad, two at that location and one more or less out front of Ultra
Middle. Across from Ultra Middle, that's right.
Well, I also promised the mayor's brother that we'd fight to keep that open. That was one of his big things, that he wanted to have that break in there. And another business owner, Ms. Tankersley, she has a little business park there as well. She wanted that, so thank you very much.
And these are really the elements that are encompassed within the Coleman plan. Obviously, the major elements, the landscape median, the bike lanes, all the sidewalk and pedestrian improvements, the walkability, drainage being, as Eric mentioned, a major issue as far as the construction effort. We just received last month $633,000 grant, an enhancement grant from CHATS to go ahead and proceed with the Shin Creek bike lanes.
Thank you, sir.
And
we all like bike lanes.
Yeah. That's going to be a great project.
Mr. Smith, you hear that?
He was in the paper this morning.
So what we can do is we can start designing that project to coincide. And last time we talked about this, if we design it, get it approved, you might be able to do a change order to get it pulled into this project. Embedded within this project is the Fairmont intersection improvement. That's federal funds right there, $112,000. I already mentioned the left turn. We have all the in-sync adaptive system, LED mast arm signs, LED lighting from SE&G, one bus pullout and shelter, and here the funding, $2.5 million in federal funds.
Brad, can you mention the locations on Coleman that currently have the in-sync adaptive system?
None.
Right. So this is taking that system and putting it into Coleman Boulevard, which will help increase the flow of traffic.
And that's correct. That's for all of Coleman, not just the project limits. That's all the way from Patriots Point through Chuck Donald. Phase two, the major components here, of course, are the signalized intersection at this location. We'll get safer pedestrian crossings. Instead of mid-block, you'll have two locations that flank really the boulevard, this apartment complex, for crossings of the pedestrians. Additional on-street parking on the north side of the road in front of the existing Brook Green commercial area, and then the addition of a bus stop and shelter on that side.
Brad, one more second. Coming out of Vincent, the stoplight's going to be at Vincent Drive. You'll be able to turn right, and you'll be able to turn left on Coleman as well at that stoplight?
Yes, sir. And that's a good thing, because what it actually will do is relieve a little bit of all the traffic going to one signal. So it'll help both sides of the road, not just, you know, the old village and this side, but also Shimwood and all of that.
Right.
Everything doesn't have to go to Fairmont down.
Right. And the raised medians will stop there. They won't go past there.
That's correct. And that's shown in that one graph.
Mr. Child will be very happy that we're not putting the median up in front of his business.
I'm sure he'd be very happy about that, yes, sir.
How much, I invited him to come, but he's busy.
Yeah, how much the storm drainage, how far will that extend? Will that just terminate a fair ago?
Let's see. Without getting too detailed, it's about somewhere in front. Just the storm drain. This is just underground, nothing above ground. All this is paint up here. Just to start reaching up in here, and we'll see in a second how it's going to catch some of these drainage basins we'll talk about.
And it's going to get, that's going to get, that portion is going to get resurfaced as well.
Yes, sir, on that approach.
Right.
For whatever the limits are, that will be resurfaced.
Right.
And here's a little bit about the drainage. So obviously we have some deficiencies on Coleman now that could be corrected. Phase one removes 1.37 acres of currently, that drainage is outfalling into existing adjacent neighborhoods. We're going to pull it back into the system for Coleman. If you add phase two, that's an additional 2.59 acres. Phase one of phase two removes over 24 acres of untreated stormwater runoff going into Shin Creek now. And once again, Waterworks will be doing a lot of upgrades during this whole process. Once again, an older graphic shows the full extent of drainage, existing drainage, which you can see there's not a whole lot. in this area.
No.
Here's the overlay of what eventually is going to happen with the majority of this occurring from this point west. These are the drainage basins I talked about, where we're starting to pick up this red area, blue, portions of the green and yellow. Phase two would actually capture this 2.59 acres up here in this location, and it all drains down to the manufacturing treatment device at Simmons Street. So that's the post-condition drainage basin there. Eric, do you want to go over this part?
I'd like to see if the allergies are getting everyone. But before we go here, can you go back for a second? Because it's important. I want to make sure your question about the gentleman who owns a dry cleaning shop, Mr. Santos, was answered fully. I think you might have been alluding to this, Mr. Owen. But you know where his business is, it's about as well as anyone. Excuse my back, Mr. Carrier.
All right.
He is right in here. And so while there is this, what was known as phase three to include the roundabout, was not bid, was not anything, it's not part of the project. There's no money for it. But what does happen is some of that drainage work that we were talking about, Mr. Santos, will require some work to be done to improve the drainage just about in front of his business, closer to Farragut. So I want to make sure, since you asked the question, you know that he won't be going without being disturbed in any way. There will be some work because we have to pick up a lot of the drainage right there to send it down the rest of the corridor.
I think the question was median. So
yeah, there's no median. There's no restricted median or anything like that. But
that was the big thing.
One day, assuming the project goes forward, one day he'll go into work and there'll be someone tearing something up in front of his property. It's not to put in any kind of restriction. It's just to create that drainage as necessary.
Okay. Brad, let me ask you a question. Currently, does all of that drain down into Shem Creek, or is some of that drain into Shemwood Lake?
What you can see is these are the existing drainage basins, meaning a lot of the runoff coming off the road in these areas is actually just flowing off, sheet flowing out into the neighborhoods, adjacent businesses, whatever. Eventually, it'll make it all the way over here to Shem Creek or all the way over in the harbor. But by the design of the road, we're actually going to collect that water that's currently outfalling off the system, keep it in the system. So that green and yellow area you see there, we're going to pick up a lot of the drainage that Eric was talking about just east of Farragut, in front of the dry cleaning area. We're going to start picking up a good bit of that drainage basin.
Good. So that actually should help Shemwood Lake. You know, they've got a lot of issues with that drainage, and they're going in there now, so.
Yes, sir.
Good.
And Erkman.
It's out falling onto Erkman now. That's the blue one. That bit gets collected into the system also.
Yeah. Brad, the big basin we see next to Tavern and Table, how many of those are going to be here before the water enters the creek, and where would they be?
Well, Tavern and Table, let's see, that's up here. Now, our project only starts at Mill Street.
Right.
This drainage basin actually outfalls about, and Paul will help me, about this location.
Church Street
outfall. Yeah. So that green area actually outfalls through the Church Street outfall, which is between the old set and, I can't remember the name of the...
But part of this drainage is to install those?
Yes, sir.
Several.
Well, that will be upgraded. That's an existing outfall, and that gets upgraded. Also has a water treatment device added to it on Church Street.
How many water quality structures, Brad, are we looking at currently versus what we're going to have?
We have zero, and we're adding two.
Okay. Can you point out the locations of the water quality structure?
They'll be at the end of the outfall, right before it goes out into the creek at this location.
And then,
and wherever, I guess it's right down here, isn't it?
Paul? By the Montefiore School.
Yes. Yeah. The device is actually up on the cold sidewalk.
It comes through right through, I think, in here, and outfalls into this area.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So yes, where the device will actually go, kind of in front of the Montefiore School.
Mm-hmm.
The condition of the Shem Creek watershed has been something that's been important to you for a while. Matter of fact, in our capital projects plan, you've authorized us to work with a consultant to help come up with a strategy for the area long-term, working with several different partners, working with Charleston Waterkeepers, Mount Pleasant Waterworks, and some others, to come up with a plan to how to do what we can do to help improve the water quality. This is a big step towards that. So with that in mind, we have the money and are in position. The bid has been reviewed, and we're in position to award phase one. What I've asked you to do, because I think it makes sense, is to go forward with that extra quarter mile, which the top, most of the top is already done, but go after the drainage work and make that improvement. We can move money from other projects. It won't affect the viability of projects. I've told you before, this project, knock on wood, is not done yet for New Town Hall, but we expect to come in under budget. And so we're asking to move the money. We think it makes sense. The time is now to do it. The impacts on water quality is significant. And so we ask you to go ahead and approve the award, and also to support that recommendation to Town Council, who has to move the money to support the second phase of the project.
Okay. Brad, have you talked to the Shim Creek Task Force? Do they know that this is what we're doing here is going to help the water quality there? Because I know that they're looking into that.
I have not directly, but I can't speak to that. I'm sure they're aware of the project, but maybe not specifically. We can certainly make them aware.
I appreciate that, because I know that they're looking into all the aspects of it, and I think this is a major one.
I'll make sure that happens.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mr. Chairman. Matter of fact, Lauren's here.
Yeah.
You make a note to share that with the committee. That'd be great.
Okay, committee.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that Eric has got a very valid point about moving forward with phase two. Just the past experience would tell me that if we waited longer, it would cost us more. Even if we decided not to do it and try to approach it with a change order, it would cost us more than what I believe is currently allocated for a bid. So I just want to throw that out there and let you know that I'm agreeable with this.
So Eric, are you looking for an award for both phases, one and two?
No, sir. Just we can't bring to you by ordinance a project that's not funded. So what we're asking for is the award of phase one, because we have the money for that. But just a general support that would be provided to council to support moving the money so that we can then go ahead with phase two. So perhaps you could do something like this. Matter of fact, Finance Committee will also be hearing the same request for the second half of the project. Perhaps you could say a recommendation to award both phases, provided that Town Council positions the money to fund the second phase.
Do you want to name the contractor? Are we going to isolate?
Yes, correct. Please.
I'll make the motion that we award to Blythe Development Company phases 1 and 2 for a total of $18,200,000.
I second. All right. The motion has got a second. Any further discussion? Anybody from the audience? Bob?
Thank you. Bob Brimmer, 2380 President James Lane. I would just be curious, if phase 2 is not included, what would we do with that $2.5 million that's allocated? And if there's going to be any projects that are going to be impacted, I'd like to know what those projects
are. Yes, I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Most of the money is coming from the Memorial Waterfront Park project. And you may recall the design cost estimates show a project that is much more than can be funded. So if this did not go forward, then that money would stay with that project and fund other elements out there. Same thing would be true for the port area study. Whatever came out of that study when it's completed, if it required more money, that money would stay and do that. But you know, as you all do with the CIP and as you all do with the budget process, you align scarce resources to the priority. And so, at least in my opinion, that this is the priority and that we should scrape off those funds from other projects in order to support this one.
So I guess my follow-up would be that, so we wouldn't have any money, unexpended money, that would just go unexpended?
Oh, correct. Yes, no. You'd, at some point, on however all these projects shake out, any unexpended money would be represented back to you with a recommendation or get your thoughts on where it should go next.
Thank you.
Give me a page.
Okay, yeah, Linda Page, 1458 Short Street. I'm just noting that unexpended money is probably an oxymoron. I don't really know that exists. But I would like to just on the record say that, you know, of course, I know we don't have a majority of council that's in favor of phase three, certainly not as designed with a roundabout. It will become a very important part of the corridor, and it is, when we saw the presentation first thing this morning about the crab and the whole Coleman Boulevard revitalization, and now that we're seeing some of those projects come to fruition, I think it's important that we don't stop the conversation about phase three as we move forward, because I think it's, I think that the owners down that end are going to be jealous, not only by the drainage that's going to be facilitated through this, and I know they're going to be improved as well, but by the beautification that's going to happen as we move forward. So I just want to remind everyone that, you know, that there needs to be a phase three in the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We got a motion, we got a second. Any further discussion?
Just one point.
Yes, sir.
We did use the number of 18,202, but 3 million of that is waterworks funded. Is that correct?
18, correct.
Yes, sir.
It's broken down.
Just to be clear, bid is for 18.2, but waterworks is picking up 3.2 million.
Yes, sir. What we have for both phases, that's correct. We have about, we add up total for both phases, it's 12.5 and 2.5 roughly. So that puts us at about 15 is going to be the town's commitment.
Right.
And what's that, about 3.5 ultimately will be waterworks' commitment.
So my motion is to restate that waterworks is part of this deal with 3.2 million, 3.5 million, whatever it is.
I'm in my second. So we have an amended motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
All right. All right, item number four is award of contract for maintenance items as part of the Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 2.
The town requested bids from Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 2 for repairs and upgrades, including electrical power improvements to the existing War Memorial. Now, where's the issue?
Yeah, me too. Everybody got it.
Wayfinding signage and new stage structures. It was also inclusive of an ad alternate for pier lighting upgrades. Three bids were received, as well as one late bid, which we did not open and are not considering. We reviewed the bids and found that Atrium Builders Incorporated was the low responsible builder. Additionally, the ad alternate was initially over budget, so staff negotiated down to $100,000.
Good job.
Staff recommends awarding to Atrium Builders the base bid for $444,717 plus the ad alternate for $100,000 for a total of $544,717. Excuse me.
Good. Okay, committee?
Yeah.
Just how far does the wayfinding signage go? Is it included just in the park area, or are we talking about all the way out to Coleman? Or? Maybe
yes, it includes Coleman, so I'll be looking to Brad to reimburse me. But we did bid all of the wayfinding sign that we presented at the retreat through this project, minus pedestrian kiosks and any large welcome signs. But all the street typical vehicular signs for Coleman and the Waterfront Park are included in this project.
Thank you.
Good. Any further discussion? Any discussion from the public? Here next. All in favor, please say aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion based on the recommendations from staff to award Atrium Builders in the amount of $544,717, which is within budget for the Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 2 infrastructure improvements.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Ahead of schedule.